Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Scott Galloway's The Four, his no-holds-barred look at Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and in Google. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you want to throw your phone across the room?
Oh, absolutely. Hi, everyone. It's Sophie. And Sam, yes, but also it made me realize how deeply these companies are woven into every single thing we do. Galloway's argument is that these four aren't just successful businesses. They've become something like governing entities.
Right. Their market caps at one point exceeded the GDP of most nations. That's not just big, that's a different category of power. And Galloway says each one exploits a specific human weakness. Amazon goes after our need for instant gratification and our fear of missing out.
Exactly. And Apple? That's identity and status. Facebook taps into our hunger for validation. Google capitalizes on our curiosity and our willingness to trade privacy for convenience. Together, they've built an ecosystem that touches almost every part of modern life.
Let's start with Amazon. I mean, it began as an online bookstore, and now it's the backbone of the internet through AWS. Jeff Bezos understood that the internet removes friction from shopping, and he took that to its logical extreme.
He operated at a loss for years, reinvesting everything. That's not just aggressive. Galloway calls it predatory. The goal was to starve competitors until they either failed or sold themselves to Amazon for pennies.
It's not just retail. Amazon's into publishing with Kindle, entertainment with Prime Video, home tech with Alexa, groceries with Whole Foods. Each venture feeds data back into the company's central nervous system. Amazon knows what you buy, what you watch, what you ask your smart speaker.
The part that really got me was the treatment of workers. Warehouse conditions that push people to their physical limits, surveillance tracking every move, insane turnover. Amazon argues it provides jobs, but the business model depends on a workforce that's replaceable and desperate.
Yeah, and they fought unionization tooth and nail. That's not incidental. It's central to keeping prices low and delivery fast. Okay, then there's Apple. Totally different game. Apple doesn't compete on price. It competes on desire and status.
The iPhone is a piece of jewelry, a status symbol. Apple positioned itself as a design company, a lifestyle brand. And then there's the ecosystem. Once you're in, it's really hard to leave. Your messages, your apps, your music, and all locked in.
Galloway calls it digital Stockholm syndrome. You come to love your captor. In Apple's privacy stance, they position themselves as the good guys compared to Google and Facebook. But honestly, it's also a brilliant business strategy.
Right. Apple doesn't need to sell your data because it makes enormous margins on hardware. Privacy becomes a feature you pay for. Smart, but not exactly altruistic. Now, Facebook, that's the one that really disturbed me.
Oh, same. Facebook's business model is built on manipulation. It doesn't sell products. It sells access to your attention and emotion. The algorithms are designed to provoke outrage and validation, keep you scrolling. Galloway says it's not social networking, it's social engineering.
And the acquisitions, Instagram, WhatsApp. Facebook bought them not to integrate them, but to eliminate threats. Regulators haven't stopped this because antitrust laws were written for the industrial age, not the digital one.
Then there's Google, the gatekeeper of the internet. When you want information, you go to Google. When businesses want to be found, they pay Google. That's an extraordinary amount of power over what information is accessible and what ideas gain traction.
Google's business model is advertising, so its incentives are to keep you on its platform as long as possible, tracking you across the web. It knows your search history, location, email, and YouTube habits. That data is used to target ads with unprecedented precision.
And Google's dominance has devastated journalism. It aggregates news snippets, keeps the ad revenue, and local newspapers die. Galloway says the harm these companies cause is diffuse and long-term. Erosion of privacy, concentration of power, and manipulation of behavior.
The book makes the case that we need to regulate them differently, not just for consumer protection, but for the protection of democracy itself. They're like natural monopolies. Europe has been more aggressive with fines and GDPR, but the companies just adapt.
Galloway also says we need to change our own behavior. Use their services less, support alternatives. It's hard because they've made everything so convenient. But collective action matters. The one thing I'm taking away is that these companies are not inevitable. They're human creations, and we can reshape them.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper into Galloway's arguments and the data behind them, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
That's a solid deal. So Sophie, final thought?
The four are a wake-up call about power in the digital age. They give us amazing tools, but at a cost we're only beginning to understand. We'll see you in the next one.